Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. Today is part three of our three-part interview with the founder of the Police Officers Credit Union Association, Ken Bader. Now, Ken has more than 20 years of experience in helping organizations to reach new levels of effectiveness by helping them to align their brand, their culture, and their strategy. Plus, he's the host of the Beyond the Call podcast. It's a podcast for law enforcement professionals. As I said, he is the founder of the Police Officers Credit Union Association, which is the subject matter for our discussion. Now, if you missed any of the prior two episodes, you need to go back and catch up, because we don't have time to go back and recover all the details that we went through. But Ken has been dropping value bomb after value bomb, and you need to go back and listen to this, because it's very important, especially if you are in the law enforcement profession or you know someone who is in the law enforcement profession. You need to make sure that you listen to it, and be sure to go down and like and share this podcast with those professionals. Put it out there on your social media platform. We need to take care of our law enforcement people. I'm telling you, I'm retired law enforcement, and I am so blessed that Ken came on the program today to share all this information with us. Now let's jump right back into the interview as Ken continues his discussion and explaining about the four pillars of soundness.
The COA Police Credit Union should be the primary financial institutions for law enforcement families throughout the country. And ironically, just as a quick side note on the soundness initiative, because the second reason for this, secondary to the support of law enforcement, is to drive more business to our POCUA police credit unions. Right. It surprises me over the years that I've talked to officers in different parts of the country, some of which that actually do have a police credit union, that tell me, there is such a thing? There are financial institutions that just serve law enforcement? And I joke, I says, yeah, they got websites and ATMs and tellers and everything. You know, it's pretty cool.
I didn't know that when I was active. I did not know that there were, you know. So.
Yeah, I was talking to a Dallas police officer, I want to say 3 years ago, and he had said the same thing. He didn't realize that there were police credit unions. Now, you know, Dallas technically does not have what, in my by my definition, a police credit union in the city. So I can understand why he wouldn't know, but still, I took it upon myself that as the CEO and founder of the POCUA, we're doing a pretty poor job of branding. If officers around the country don't know that these institutions are available, so. Yeah. To finish the answer to your question on the soundness initiative, the original intent was to provide support to law enforcement and create more brand awareness for our police credit unions through summits. And that is still on the table, even though we haven't offered a summit yet. But what I found personally about 6 months into it last year, is that there were a number of organizations like Serve and Protect, like How to Love Our Cops, like Yoga for First Responders, and a number of others that were already offering something very similar or a portion of something similar to what we wanted to offer. So we shifted in true entrepreneurial fashion. I don't want to recreate the wheel where it's not necessary. In true entrepreneurial fashion, what we did was we changed our focus to creating this police partner program for 501c3 law enforcement organizations to be able to join our association without a fee, as long as they're 501c3, but collaborate with us on how we can work together to eventually create and offer these summits rather than all of us doing something similar but a little bit different around the country and recreating the wheel and cannibalizing something that anybody else is doing, because that's not the purpose either. So that's the Soundness Initiative and where we are with it today, Robert.
That's cool. And you also have a program called the Police Partner Program. How do those, what is that, and how do those two tie together?
Well, the Police Partner Program is going to be what we leverage to eventually bring the Soundness Initiative truly alive, because we need these organizations to do a few things. One, to be able to provide those different areas of expertise in those four pillars, especially the other three pillars other than financial, and then also to be able to put the word out. As I mentioned, the Police Partner Program is for 501c3 law enforcement organizations. We prefer them to be nationwide, but if they're more regional, that's fine. Well, we're more than happy to talk to them as long as they're passionate about serving law enforcement. And we don't charge a fee, but one of the things that we do require is that they only promote our POCUA police credit unions. Again, nothing against other financial institutions, but we think we have the cream of the crop when it comes to serving law enforcement financially. So that's one of the criteria, is they have to put our logo on their website. They have to promote only our police credit unions. We also ask them to post certain things on social media that are promoting our police credit union specifically. Also email blasts if they have an email list. So basically it's another arm to, one, promote our police credit unions, our POCUA police credit unions, and two, also create awareness, especially as I alluded to earlier, to these police officers and law enforcement families, that there are these institutions out there. That, you know, even if you happen to be in Billings, Montana, and which is a city that doesn't have a police credit union, darn it, if you're a law enforcement family, you know, I'll do whatever I can to find a credit union within our group that is going to be able to serve you.
Amen. Amen. And I know they appreciate that too. Amen. Now, you talked a little bit about, you know, how new CEO came in and you lost your job and all that. And you know, I've been there, as we discussed prior, you know, that those are definitely unexpected times, and it can create a rough environment for the family, for personally, you know, emotionally. Now, is that what, when you lost your job like that unexpectedly, and we know that's where you got the idea of, you know, doing what you're doing now with using your entrepreneur degree, but is that also which led to your book, The Formula for Success? You know, tell us a little bit about that time in your life and how that book got started.
Yeah, great question. Yeah, in essence, it did. You know, and you're exactly right. You know, it probably tossed my life into chaos more so than that I realize now than when, you know, that actually happened. You know, and in some ways, you know, in a small way, it contributed to my divorce. There were certainly a lot of other things going on, my problems, her problems, whatever, than just losing that job and starting a business. But certainly that was a contributor, you know, and it was a rough time. So I completely understand when somebody loses a job unexpectedly, especially one that they put, you know, a lot into, which I certainly did. I will certainly also, in another forum, I could talk about this for half an hour. I won't today, but certainly, you know, in reflection, you know, look back and have accepted and embraced the blame that I take in having that happen. Certainly, there are things that I could have done and should have done or shouldn't have done that would have made that less of a probability of me losing that job. But having said that and getting back to the book, yeah, you know, actually, you know, after my MBA, I went into a certification program at the University of Chicago on integrated marketing. for the VP job that I ended up earning, the last job that I had at that institution. And one of the courses was on branding. And it really did open up my eyes, because for most of the time that I was in corporate life, you know, I bounced around trying to learn so many things, you know, trying to, you know, I would go to one program, you know, seminar on empowerment. And then, you know, I would run and read a book on reengineering. And then, you know, I would, you know, pick up an article on Six Sigma or something. And I would sit there and think, all right, all of these ideas are good. But, you know, what's one better than another? Can I do all of them at once? You know, how do they fit together? And, you know, that branding curriculum that I had kind of put it together. And it dawned on me that, you know, that whole, you know, brand culture strategy, what's the image we want to promote out in the public? What's the experience we need to create both for and through our employees? And how do we drive more of the right business to our business? That brand culture strategy idea, you know, really is those three buckets. Yeah. And I kind of developed that in my mind, not because I'm the smartest person in the room, but because I needed to understand. Yeah, I always joke that, you know, I've got a lot of education. But you know, damn it, I struggled hard to be that B+, A- student. You know, I studied, you know, read, and you know, I didn't understand, tried to figure it out. And I was always annoyed. I always surrounded myself around some pretty smart people, smarter than I'll ever be. That, you know, would read something for 15 minutes, come in the next day and get an A+ on a midterm. That was never me. You know, those people annoyed the crap out of me. But, you know, the B+, C+S in the book came out of, you know, me needing to understand. And, you know, I kind of found, you know, when it came to, you know, working with executives and business owners of service-based organizations, you know, I could understand why they didn't understand. You know, why they didn't understand, you know, why this marketing promotion just didn't work because it seemed so cool. You know, why their employees, you know, aren't coming along when they think that this is just a great organization and they should just follow. Or why the strategy just isn't, even though it looks great on paper, you know, why it isn't, you know, working in reality. And that was the impetus for the book, The Formula for Business Success Equals B+, C+S. It took me years to write it. It took me years to, you know, really get it straight in my head. But you know, it was a great exercise in that, you know, I wrote it all myself. You know, I had to dig in and put everything in a way that, you know, was understandable to me first and then to other folks. But you know, looking back on it, I'm glad I did it, and I'm glad it's over.
And you know, basically, you know, the BCN, brand culture and strategy alignment, that has actually led to what you're doing right now, right? Because what I heard
Absolutely.
You talk brand culture and the strategy, yeah. So it's all tying together. I mean, that's awesome. You know,
yeah.
Let me get the association for a minute. How does that association support your entrepreneur efforts? I mean, it's already up and running. And a lot of entrepreneurs, you know, once they get something running, they'll turn it over because they want to go start something else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How does that?
Yeah. You know,
trying to do.
Yeah. Great question. You know, it's, you know, it continues to evolve. It continues to not just grab my attention, but my passion. And other entrepreneurs that may be listening to this will understand this, because what you said is perfectly true. It's spot on that an entrepreneur starts something and then eventually they get bored with it. Mm-hmm. And you know what? There were times, frankly, that I had gotten bored with the POCUA. Yeah, there were times, especially, you know, with the first 5 years were awesome. From 2004 to 2009, you know, we grew our attendance to the conference. Our intention was to create an association. I remember the conference in May of 2009 in Kansas City. We had over 20 credit unions, over 100 people, a lot of excitement, a lot of energy. And then, you know, the darn Great Recession happened, and, you know, we wound up, you know, I wound up losing 10 grand in 2010 on this thing, with, you know, I think 30 people showed up from like 7 credit unions in Atlantic City. It was like a ghost town. You know, so yeah, the first five were wonderful. You know, the next five were a struggle. But as many entrepreneurs may agree with, you know, you just dig in and say, I'm not going to let this die. So for about 5 years going to 2009 to 2014, we did whatever we can to keep it alive. And then around 14, I want to say we actually started the association, and that in essence, you know, also created a renewed passion, because as an association, there were different avenues, more events, more collaboration, more things that we needed to do. And then frankly, you know, I would say about 2 years ago, you know, I thought about selling off the POCUA. You know, I thought about, because technically it's a subsidiary of my main company, Bader Training and Consulting.
Right.
And I thought, you know, maybe somebody else needs to really attack this, to give it a new life, so that it wasn't stale at the time, but I was afraid that it would get stale. And I give a lot of credit, you know, again, you know, one of the smart things that I do is I surround myself with people that are smarter than I am. a very good friend and colleague of mine named Don Mask, who I've done a few different, business projects with, we sat down and he had just kind of semi-retired, and he says, you know, I'm bored. And I says, well, I got plenty of stuff for you to do. You know, let's sit down and talk. And one of the things that I originally had talked to him about was, you know, the idea of maybe focusing more on Bader Training and Consulting and maybe packaging the POCUA for another entity. And very long story short, we sat there for about an hour, and he says, you know, you've got a lot of potential with this. And he and I together created this Soundness Initiative, which spurred the Police Partner Program and created a whole new energy, and almost created a new business out of it about 18 to 24 months ago. So, you know, in terms of, you know, yes, you know, you certainly get bored with something that you created, but when it evolves into something more, into something different, I believe that is reignites the passion that you originally had for a program. And frankly, that's one of the things that I'm really focused on doing with my clients in Bader Training and Consulting. You know, I find that there are some owners that have had a business for 20 years, you know, some executives that have run, you know, a credit union or a bank or some other service-based business for, you know, 25 years. And, you know, to find a way to rekindle that fire sometimes is a real critical piece to, you know, taking that business to another level.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, that is a challenge all to itself. Amen.
You got it.
As we're getting ready to wind this down, I want to talk about your Beyond the Call podcast. When did you start that podcast and why?
We started it about a year ago. We started working on it in January of 2018. And there are a few reasons why. One of the main reasons is one of my clients and proud POCUA members, as I had alluded to, is Chicago Patrolmen's Federal Credit Union, which also owns the subsidiary of the National Police Credit Union. Which in essence, that's when I refer to, you know, we could help just about any law enforcement family in the POCUA. Yeah. If it is a state or a city that doesn't have a police credit union, we go to the National Police Credit Union, as a fallback. Certainly, if one of our POCUA police credit unions is able to help them, we refer them to them. But if the fallback is always the National Police Credit Union, which is, hey, there's a family in this area, you know, can you find a way to work with them? And they almost always find that way. So in working with the client and talking about, you know, how do we create more brand awareness for the National Police Credit Union, you know, we were brainstorming some ideas. And I mentioned to the CEO, Scott Arney, I said, well, what if we created a podcast? And I said, you know, you're doing a lot of good things via social media, you know, to not self-grandize what you're offering at National Police Credit Union, but instead, you know, really highlighting, you know, your passion for serving law enforcement around the country. What if we took that to the next level and created a podcast that was pro-law enforcement, which would, of course, help to promote the National Police Credit Union, but also provide some really good support, ideas, and tips to law enforcement families around the country. And he really liked the idea. He knew nothing about podcasting, but yeah, he's one of those guys who's entrepreneurial himself and thinking, all right, you know, if this is something outside the box that we can do a little bit differently to get our name out there, why wouldn't we do it? So I had some familiarity with podcasting. I had done Cool Culture Corner, which is, you know, very basic, podcast, and also do a YouTube show called Branding the Experience, which is also very basic. But you know, we came up with an idea, which is Beyond the Call, the podcast for law enforcement professionals and all those who support them. You know, he had an executive, who is definitely an up-and-comer, a really, really intelligent individual named Casey Smith, who runs the Phoenix operation of the National Police Credit Union. I had met her a couple times, and in this discussion on a possible podcast, I said, you know, she would be a great co-host. You know, not everybody, you know, wants to listen to, you know, some middle-aged balding guy. Yeah, they want to hear from, you know, an intelligent, you know, African-American female executive, too. And so, you know, we play off each other really well in that we don't always agree, but we have different perspectives and we both have a real passion for law enforcement. So, you know, the idea just, you know, grabbed some legs and, you know, we came out with it, I want to say spring of last year. And we're now on our 53rd episode, I think, went live today, and have every intention to keep this thing rolling for the foreseeable future.
Amen. And, you know, I've listened to several episodes, and you're right. You guys bounce off each other very well, and it is an awesome podcast. And you just don't talk about credit union-related stuff either. I mean, you know, there's other subject matter that goes on, which make, you know, keeps it very interesting because, you know, some people are like, I'm going to listen to a podcast about credit unions. No.
Yeah, so that would never work.
Yeah. Well, for some people that would probably work, but you know, to capture a large market share, probably not.
Yeah, we talk, I would say if we talk from putting collectively all of our live content out there, if we talk 5% of the time about credit union related stuff, yeah, that would be a lot. I mean, we do a short commercial in the middle of the podcast, which promotes the National Police Credit Union. Casey certainly promotes it at the end of each podcast. But other than that, unless we have a credit union guest, and we've only had that two or three times, we rarely talk about finances. Right. We talk more about what foundations are doing, how police officers can find different resources, whether that be, you know, some real serious help with like PTSD. We've had marriage counselors on. We've had wellness experts on. We've had folks that are Like yoga for first responders is a good example. You know, fun things that could, you know, really help out a law enforcement family. That's more of our focus when we're looking for guests, you know, rather than just spewing financial information.
Right. Amen. And like I say, it's a very, the topics are varied. It's awesome. You guys are doing a great job. Kent, someone wanted to get in touch with you to ask a question, maybe do an interview such as this, or get some information on the Police Credit Union Association, how can they do that? How can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, the best two ways is to either go to our website, which is simply www.policecreditunions.com. Again, that's www.policecreditunions.com. Or email me directly. I'm very accessible via email. My email is kbator, B-A-T-O-R, at policecreditunions.net. The email is .net, while the website is .com.
Amen. And yeah, I'm going to put links to all this in the show notes below, as well as links to your podcasts and to both of your books, The Pocket Guide to Strategic Planning and The Formula for Business Success. So, amen.
Thank you.
And I just thank you for taking the time out of your schedule to join us today.
Yeah. Oh, my pleasure. I had so much fun talking to you.
Amen. Folks, I want to recommend to you both of Ken's books, The Formula for Success book you heard us talking about, which will give you the B plus C plus S formula that basically will take you from where you're at to where you need to be. I mean, and his other book, The Pocket Guide to Strategic Planning, will serve you as you plan, not just for the short term, but strategically in the long term as well. Go to the links in the show notes, and it will take you directly to Amazon where you can get both those books. Add them to your reading list. Go to the next level. And if you're in law enforcement or have a friend or family member in law enforcement, click on the links below and get in touch with Ken. Listen to and subscribe to his podcast. Share this information with your LEO friends and family. The information and his programs is absolutely applicable, actionable, and will help you immensely. Ken, thanks again for taking the time coming on the program today.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
Folks, that is all the time we have. For Ken Bader, myself, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this. Your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on Faith-Based Podcast. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a Faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.